All right, if you haven't done something like this in a while, or maybe if you need help, this might be a good option for you on a Friday night such as this. There might not be enough time for you to get there tonight, but maybe there is. Someone I know has been giving a form of dance lessons the last couple of months on a Friday night, and one of those nights is tonight, and I just had to talk to my friend Scott Rasso about it because, well, in part because, do you have any actual spare time? Scott, I mean, seriously,
I really don't. I'm a full-time educator, and I have two children of my own, and I am directing a show at Prairie Players, and I am an avid sports fan, and I don't have much free time, but I make time when there's something that I really want to do, something that I believe in, something that I think is important, and that's what I think ballroom dance is to me.
Yeah, and I'm going to get into the specifics about that because you've been covering a different, covering a couple of different topics here, including tonight. But how did this come up for you? How did you get to the point where you said, "Hey, I'm going to teach some people ballroom related dancing"?
Oh, geez. Well, let's see. I went to a dance in 1997 with a former girlfriend, and at this dance, it was in the Quad Cities, and at this event, there was a dance studio that had a couple of dancers there, and they were performing kind of like when the band was at their intermission. And these dancers were international Latin competitors, and they performed their set of five dances at the time. And I just thought it was the coolest thing. And it just so happened that later on that night, my date and I went to Steak and Shake, and the dancers from that studio walked into the very same Steak and Shake in Moline, and they sat by us, and they recognized us. I didn't want to go over and talk to them because, you know, I didn't want to be that guy, but they recognized us and actually came and talked to us and offered us business cards to have a free lesson at their studio. And so that being what it was, my girlfriend at the time, we went to the dance lesson, and it felt like they were trying to sell us on buying a package, which is what dance studios do, right? However, at the end of the lesson, I felt like they went off script a little bit. I noticed a little more dead space where there shouldn't have been, and the manager came over and gave us a separate pitch than he would have. He offered me a job at the dance studio based on my dance evaluation lesson. And so I was offered a spot in the training class, which began that summer. So I guess it would have been 1998. I think I said 97 earlier, but it was the summer of 98. So I went there for every day that summer and took their training class. It was kind of like an internship where you don't get paid, but you get the experience and you learn the pedagogy of teaching ballroom dance, right? And then after, it was almost like a reality TV show. People, you know, dancers wouldn't make it and they'd get cut. And I was the one that ended up winning the reality show, so to speak. So I was offered a job and was certified to teach the American styles. The American style nine dances is what it was at the time. And this being 1998, I was still a kid myself. I was 20 years old. And let's see, I ended up working there for a couple of years. The studio closed in the year 1999, and I moved to a different studio and taught there. And then I decided that I wanted a real job, so I went away to college and kind of retired from ballroom dancing. But I always, I say semi-retired, I should say, because I still kept in touch with the dancers, and I went up to teach in the Quad Cities once a month or twice a month when I was in college, and then at Illinois State, I should say. And then after I graduated Illinois State, I moved to Galesburg, and I continued teaching in the Quad Cities, but then a couple opportunities in Galesburg opened up, and I also teach for the city, their ballroom dance, their recreation division. I taught for the school district where I'm employed. We did have a ballroom dance curriculum at Churchill Junior High School from 2009 to 2012, thereabouts. So seventh graders were taking it as a class, which was awesome. And then I've also done the Galesburg Dances with the Stars fundraiser out at Sewanga-Taha with the Galesburg Public Art Commission. And so little jobs like that pop up every once in a while. And it just so happened that my name was recommended to Knox County Brewing Company over the summer. And I went out there and talked with Sarah, and we decided to set up some dance lessons just to see how it goes. Because they like to have several different types of programs out there. It's really like, it's not your average bar. They're a microbrewery that they really are service-minded and community-minded. So it's a family atmosphere. I think I'm bringing my son to the dance lesson. They have terrific tacos if you're interested in eating there as well. But we're actually, we did a salsa lesson a month ago, and this month we're doing merengue.
The thing, and I could probably talk to you all day about ballroom dancing, yeah. But I jokingly say, first of all, that the theme of the show tonight unofficially is probably a little too much personal information about me, given one of the other segments we're doing. But one of the things that I probably never really admit to in public is that I'm probably pretty socially awkward, to the point to where if you ask me to dance, I absolutely almost under no circumstances will do it. Calm my nerves.
Okay. Well, merengue is the dance we're doing, as I said. And
I should back up for a second. I'm sorry, Scott. The salsa and merengue, they seem detailed or maybe a little complicated, are they?
I think it's all in how you teach it. So having been a ballroom dancer for over 20 years at this point, I have honed my craft pretty well, and I teach a lot of beginners. And I think I teach intermediate and advanced students as well, but for instance, merengue, that's the dance that I always teach people when they say they can't dance. So when I got married, my wife and I, we had our wedding party, I had them dance merengue. So I taught them at our rehearsal dinner. We had like a 20-minute lesson, and I said, okay, here are some basics. And we had the DJ play a merengue song, and they danced, and it was terrific. So it's very simple. It's easy steps. The Knox County Brewing Company has a very light atmosphere, so you're not pressured with everybody watching you, and people are there and watching sports on television, or they're eating their food, they're minding their business. It's a really nice, comfortable place to learn in, and merengue is the dance to do that.
What would someone, and not to completely give away what you're going to be doing here in a little bit tonight at Knox County Brewing Company, but what's the first thing that someone should know or think about if they were to go to a lesson about something like this?
Yeah. Well, just like when you do anything new, you have to go in with an open mind. Especially if it's something that you really are serious about wanting to learn. I've had students, join the dance studio for they want increased health benefits, or they've wanted more quality time with their spouse, or they've wanted some sort of exercise, a planned exercise every week where they're getting physical activity, or they are just looking for a social outlet, or they want to find other friends. Any reason you can think of, I've heard of it. Okay. And so it's important to approach things with an open mind, because when you do that, you can really learn so much about yourself as well as whatever the skill is you're learning. And ballroom dance being a cooperative thing, if you don't have a partner, you don't have to worry, because there are always plenty of other singles there. Okay. And the classes that I teach, I do like to rotate people. Even if you are there with a partner, I do like you to learn with other people, because it makes you a better leader or a follower. That's something I could talk about for an hour. We don't have that kind of time today.
One of these days we will, though, because I'm frankly fascinated. But it sounds like you're telling me that even Mr. Socially Awkward with two left feet here could do this.
Oh, yes, because there's always a Ms. Socially Awkward with two right feet that complements you very well. Definitely.
I find the venue, and I want you to talk a little more about this since you brought it up already. I found the venue being the Knox County Brewing Company interesting, but maybe the more I thought about it based on some pictures you posted from last month in social media, almost the perfect spot.
I think it's terrific. Last time we had, if you've been to Knox County Brewing Company, they have a little band, like a stage in the corner, and that's kind of where I start the lesson. And then everybody kind of gathers around. It's like at the corner of the bar. And then we spread out kind of uniquely. I've never taught in a space like that before. I've taught in basketball size arenas. I've taught in, little postage stamp size dance studios. And this is, I've never really taught in a bar like this. So it's a really kind of a unique opportunity, as well as a really cool facility that we have. And like I mentioned, the Hansons are just very community minded. and very much into the family experience. I mean, in fact, if you go tonight, you'll see their kids there in the lesson. The kids are there helping them serve food. I couldn't say enough good things about them as well, as, you know, they're hosting and giving us an opportunity to have such an event in their venue. But I think it's a terrific opportunity. I have a Bluetooth speaker that I use, and the sound that it puts out in that kind of place is terrific because I kind of have it positioned in the corner. So it works really well.
It sounded like last month when you did salsa, you attracted quite a crowd.
Yeah, we had 25-ish people, and a lot of them were dancers that had been following me around and taking my classes for years. Some were friends that had never taken class but wanted to, and some were people that just happened to be Knox County Brewing Club regulars, and they were, hey, let's chip in $5 and go do this dance lesson. You know,
certainly nothing wrong with that. But it sounds to me like that among those two, that merengue would have been the one that you might want to teach me first. So why is this the second lesson?
Sarah approached me with wanting to do salsa first, and that's the reason we did that. And then when we saw what a success it was, she asked what other dances could we do, and I suggested merengue just because it's, like I mentioned before, it's easy, it's fun. My son's coming, and I hope other kids can come too, because it's a really cool dance. I mean, ballroom dance is a dying art form unless we teach it to our children. So I'm very passionate about that as well, wanting to get the younger generations involved, because it really became popular when I was in college, during like when swing dance became popular again, and that's kind of one of the reasons why I got into it again as well.
All right. So this is, again, it's probably a little quick to turn around, but you're going to be starting here shortly.
Yes, definitely. Knox County Brewing Company.
What time tonight?
6:30 p.m.
Oh, good. So I have time to wrap up the show and hurry the heck out there, and I won't look that bad?
No, absolutely not. And free popcorn, great beer, excellent food, fun dance. And actually, let me plug the music. I pride myself on integrating contemporary pop music with traditional ballroom music. So I like to give the dance students an opportunity to understand how merengue music works. So you'll be able to, you know, when you're listening to the radio and you hear a song that you like, you can kind of deduce that it's a merengue. That's one of the things I value.
Is that really something that works out pretty well, that you're able to do salsa or merengue, especially merengue with music that you might not associate with merengue?
I would say merengue definitely is. Salsa is not as much. It's kind of more of there's kind of more of a niche market for salsa music. I would say definitely merengue, also cha-cha, probably rumba, are very, at least how popular music is trending now. Those are the three ballroom dances that you could use. And I think all of those are coming up at Knox County Brewing Company in future months. I think we planned through March now.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, where do you go from here? But it sounds like you've got at least a couple more months of these.
Yes, we do. We do. The first one was a tremendous success, and it was on a Thursday. So I guess I got moved up to Friday. So now we're the big act.
There you go. Perfect. So again, 6:30, if you want to learn merengue tonight at Knox County Brewing Company, and there is a cost, isn't there?
It's a $5 donation.
Perfect.
Yeah, and that's per person. So, I mean, for $10 for you and your significant other to come out, I think that's for an hour and a half of dance. And the atmosphere, all the beer you can drink, terrific. I mean, of course, you got to pay for it. Free popcorn, that's a plug for that.
Am I a better dancer the more beers I have?
Probably. Or at least your inhibitions are down and you don't feel like as goofy of a dancer. I think that's what I've heard before.
That's exactly what I thought. All right, Scott Rasso, again, tonight, 6:30, Knox County Brewing Company, and then in the next couple of months as well. But he can tell you all about that when you meet him. Thanks so much. This is a cool thing you're doing.
Thank you, Will. I appreciate the time.
Back with Kim Komando and sports next on Galesburg's Evening News.